You are listening to the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman and co-host Kim Spence Mullen. This podcast provides a variety of topics that affect you as a federal employee. Our mission at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is to get to know you and understand your needs, wants, and long-term goals. Now, let's join Elizabeth and Kim.
Am I really prepared to retire, and will my retirement dreams come true? Those are questions that Elizabeth Inman asked herself as she sat at her kitchen table, as she was filling out paperwork for her new federal postal employee job and filling out all this paperwork and, you know, just kind of thinking, well, am I going to really be able to do this? And Elizabeth, that is really kind of the first idea that you had about if you don't know, if you didn't have anybody to walk with you through that, man, what must it be like for other federal and postal employees?
That's exactly right. You know, Kim, at the time, I felt like I was the only one. I really beat myself up thinking, oh, you just didn't prepare. You just didn't talk to the right people. You just didn't read the handbooks enough. I just beat myself up, mm-hmm. only to get into this business that I'm now in, creating Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, using my experience as the model. I mean, my business model is based on my experience. And as I sat down with employee after employee after employee, federal, postal, it didn't matter, only to find that it wasn't just me. Mm. And, you know, the system is broken, Kim. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my fault. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault that you're sitting here listening to these podcasts thinking, oh, my goodness, how did I not know these things? The system is not set up to sufficiently educate and prepare us for the decisions that have to be made in retirement. Just like right now, here we are. We're very well into the year 2022, mm-hmm. we're going to blink and there's going to be 5,000 mutual funds added to the TSP. Mm-hmm. And what has your agency done to prepare you for that? Mm. What kind of education have they given you to prepare you to handle 5,000 additional options into your TSP?
Wow.
Again, the system is broken.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for the system. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for TSP. Mm-hmm. The Thrift Savings Plan has made my retirement so different than it would have been without it. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, I loved my federal career. From the day they hired me until my last day on the job, I loved my job with the Postal Service. Mm-hmm. I have nothing bad to say. I just simply know what it feels like to think, oh, I've done such a horrible job preparing. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready for this moment in time. And I'm just here to tell you that it's not your fault. And the fact that you're taking time now to mm-hmm. listen to this podcast, mm-hmm. I give you a huge pat on the back. You're doing more than I did. Mm-hmm. You're yeah. already preparing yourself in better ways than what I was prepared.
Yeah.
And my hat's off to you. I congratulate you for taking these positive steps. You know,
awesome.
Downloading a free ebook,
mm-hmm.
The TSP Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get too much education.
Yeah.
You know, education is power, and that's what we offer you through Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, is the education you need to move you away from retiring based on a date. Oh, I got hired November the 16th. I'm mm-hmm. going to retire 30 years later on November the 16th, and then you didn't know. You just cost yourself a lot of money by picking the wrong day to retire.
Something is, as what we say, as simple as that, that can change everything.
That's right.
Well, Elizabeth Inman is the president and founder of Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. This podcast, we are here to bring education and knowledge to you. Just like Elizabeth said, my name is Kim Spence Mullen, and we have been going through a series on the TSP Millionaire book. It's an ebook. It's free, available to you through the website at febcnow.com. We want to get this in your hands, and then we want you to tell your friends so that they can order one as well. Any federal and postal employee, take time to go on the website and order a copy of this free ebook. And then also let your friends know about the podcast. We've gone through the book on this series. We'll have a lot of other things we're talking about, like those 5,000 mutual funds that are getting ready to hit the TSP. We'll go into more detail. But today we're going to kind of wrap up this series and talking about the choices and things that people will face in their TSP.
That's right. This is really going over the epilogue of the book, The TSP Millionaire. Boy, Kim, I look at the content in this epilogue, and there's not really anything in me that wants to get this technical today. I mean, it talks about the FRTIB, the agency that administers the TSP.
Wow.
I mean, we're FEBC talking to you about the TSP Millionaire. We have so many acronyms and terms. You know, it's going to talk about the ESG metrics. What are the ESG metrics and what does that have to do with TSP? Well, right now, today, nothing. But in the summer or towards the end of the summer of this year, 2022, the TSP is going to offer both its civilian federal employees and the uniformed services participants access to a mutual fund window. And when that happens, that window is going to allow the TSP participants to allocate funds in their accounts to more than 5,000 investments.
Wow.
So that's on top of the current funds that will still be available to you. So a simple menu of 5 investments will become not very simple very, very soon.
Mm.
So we're going to blink and we're going to wake up and that's going to be honest. So that's why we'll take that, those 5,000 mutual funds, and we'll do a series on our podcast for folks to understand those TSP mutual funds in the future.
Yeah.
Today, I just want to briefly talk about a few things, you know, what that means and what that might look like. You know, according to that agency that administers the TSP funds, when they add these mutual funds, it's going to include some environmentally sustainable funds, which are called those ESG funds.
Mm-hmm.
It stands for environmental, social, and governance. And it's because the investors are increasingly applying these non-financial factors to identify the material risks and the growth opportunities, especially the younger investors. Things like this is extremely important to them. So, you know, those ESG metrics aren't commonly part of any mandatory type financial reporting, but the companies are increasingly making these disclosures available in their annual reports and in the standalone sustainability reports that come out. So there's lots of institutions such as the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board. That's the SASB. How do you like these acronyms now? Well, how about the Global Reporting Initiative, Kim, the GRI, and the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures? That, Kim, is the TCFD.
Wow, I'm just impressed that you're able to get it all out. It's a lot of really, you know, kind of distinct tongue twister options.
The bottom line is they're trying to find these climate-friendly investments and incorporate it into our investment process.
Okay.
So that's a part of this new mutual fund that's going to come about.
Gotcha.
And because those funds are gaining momentum and popularity, especially among the younger folks, many financial service experts are predicting that there's going to be a surge in those kind of investment options, even outside of the TSP. So there's a generational gap where in some cases the younger generations care more about those kind of things than what the older ones do. And then as the wealth transfers to our younger generation, the ESG investing will gain even more momentum. So talk to the millennials if you want to know about ESGs.
Okay, sounds great.
But according to that agency that administers the TSP, they've heard requests for greater investment flexibility in the surveys that they've done over the past 8 years. They've been talking about this for a long, long time. However, I will tell you that in my circles and the folks that I've talked with and even some of the surveys I've seen, not everybody's in favor of having more funds. I know myself, as a postal employee, I was confused by the funds we had. Mm-hmm. And they just recently doubled the L funds that are available. Mm-hmm. They added every fifth year. So the L funds were set by what year is closest to your retirement year. When they first started those, it was in 10-year increments. Okay. Now it's in 5-year increments, which just doubled how many of those funds are available. Then you have the C fund, the S fund, the I fund, the F fund.
Wow.
And then, of course, there's the G fund. Mm-hmm. And that was more than enough for me. Well, I was working 50 to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Trying to do the very best I could in my government job that I loved, I dearly loved. Mm-hmm. Who has time for all that? And now they're adding 5,000 more.
That's what somebody is saying that's listening to this podcast. I can hear them right now saying, I know, right? I'm there with you, Elizabeth. I agree.
So there is some good news with that. The TSP participants aren't going to face any mandatory changes in the program this summer when it comes out. And the five main funds that I just mentioned, they're still going to remain. They'll still be available. So the participants who wish to incorporate a particular investment into their TSP account, they can do so through this mutual fund window. So that's good.
Okay.
Now, along with the good comes some bad. In general, there are going to be fees for these ESG funds, and they're slightly higher than the index or passive funds that's currently available. Now, as of today, while we're filming this, while we're recording this, there has been some posted fees. There's an annual fee. There's a transaction fee. There's a certain fund fee. But I don't want to talk about those right now. I'd rather wait and let all of that get ironed out. And then when we start our series on these mutual funds, we'll get very specific about those fees.
Okay.
Just know that there are going to be fees that's going to be added to these mutual funds.
Okay.
And, you know, this mutual fund window, it's not a new concept inside of a retirement plan. It's just new to the TSP. So self-directed brokerage accounts, there's an acronym for that, by the way, Kim. I knew you'd want to know what it is. An SDBA, by the way.
Okay. No,
self-directed brokerage accounts. Or brokerage windows that's been available in many of the retirement plans since the 1990s. And roughly 40% of company 401k retirement plans, they offer one of these mutual fund windows. So it's not a new concept. Okay. It's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. But let's look at some of the benefits and let's look at some of the risks that might be associated by having this mutual fund window inside of the TSP.
Okay.
So some of the benefits of having a mutual fund window inside of the TSP is right off the bat, it's going to give you more investment choices. That's a no-brainer, you know, over 5,000 mutual funds available to you. So it definitely increases your investment choices. You can trade actively. For those interested in active trading, there are those out there that like that. The mutual fund window allows you to trade without worrying about the immediate tax impact, wash safe rules, or the difference between short-term and long-term capital gains. So you'll be sheltered from that while you're inside the TSP. You can choose a financial advisor. You don't have to go it alone. That's the neat part. You can employ a financial advisor that will help you manage your mutual fund window. We talked about that previously. Mm-hmm. Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators have a trademarked TSP risk guard that can help you with that. And this approach allows you to have that financial professional manage your account based on your risk tolerance and even your retirement objectives. So, you know, you can go to our website today, febcnow.com, and click the button that says get your risk number.
Awesome.
That's what that's about,
okay,
is get your risk number. That's the first step towards learning about the TSP risk guard.
Okay.
And you can do that right on our website. The account manager typically will include trading and rebalancing your account for you. They're able to use the portfolios constructed specifically for the TSP to do that. But there's also some risks involved with this mutual window that you need to know. First of all, just doing those mutual funds, you could be taking on more risk. Mm-hmm. And if you manage that mutual fund window by yourself, you're much more exposed to those risks.
Mm-hmm.
So questions to ask is, you know, am I taking too much risk in the core TSP funds? You know, those core funds are actually designed to help you mitigate that risk. Taking on more risk in your largest investment account is not really a prudent decision always. Mm-hmm. So you want to be careful with that. It can take a lot of time, obviously, with 5,000 more accounts. It right. might take a little bit more time. So you got to spend the time. It's going to be necessary and research those funds so that you're understanding them. Some people just don't have that kind of time, or they don't have that kind of expertise mm-hmm. to monitor and replace funds in their account on an efficient at an efficient level. So the TSP doesn't monitor those funds that are available, and it's up to you. Okay. So another risk would be there could be higher costs. I've already talked about that. There is going to be some higher costs involved with that. It's not really clear yet whether the mutual fund window is going to charge any trading or usage fees, although it looks that way. As I mentioned, I've seen articles that actually shows what those fees are. We're going to wait and let that all get hashed out before we really get in depth with that. Okay. But just because a mutual fund may have a higher expense than a current TSP fund doesn't really necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. You want to focus on the net return, meaning the return after expenses. So, for example, if the expense ratio of the C fund is 0.05%, which it is, mm-hmm. and the annual return was 15%, the net return is 14.95%. So that's what we're talking about, okay. the net return less the fees. So those are things to think about. Another risk may be that you may trade too often. So for your investments that are for retirement, taking a long-term time horizon is generally a better approach for individual investors. Frequent trading is short-term focused, and a retirement is a long-term objective. So you may end up trading too often if you're not careful. And the risk that there might be too many choices. Mm. Investors potentially expose themselves to too much risk when they have a wide range of choices available to them that they've not really checked out and educated themselves on. Mm-hmm. So you might want to be sure you have a well-diversified portfolio that's in line with your tolerance for risk. That's why that risk number is important. Mm-hmm. And retirement objectives. So let's face it, most investors simply don't have the right tools or investment experience to review 5,000 mutual funds. So what should you do? Mm-hmm. So with those risks, with the potential that's there, but with the risks, what should you do? So if you'd like to constantly educate yourself about individual securities in the wider market, and if you don't mind checking your account more often, then that TSP mutual fund may be exactly what you want. At the end of the day, it's about knowing yourself and what kind of investor you are. Mm. If you don't have the time, resources, energy, and the knowledge to utilize those TSP mutual fund windows, but still want more exposure to a wide range of investment options and broader sense of control, that's when hiring a trained federal financial advisor to manage your account using the mutual fund window might be your best choice. It's up to you. But a great way to think about if you should consider hiring that financial advisor is to consider the three T's: time, technique, and temperament. Mm. So let's reflect on what those three T's means and in determining whether or not you need to have a financial advisor. That first one, time. Do you have the time, the patience, and the interest in educating yourself about investments like 5,000 mutual funds? Technique. Do you have the technique or technical knowledge to understand how to avoid the mistakes and leverage the best financial strategies? And temperament. Do you have the temperament to make wise financial decisions without outside advice or counsel? Can you make investing decisions without letting your emotions drive your decision making? So if you feel you're lacking in the three T's, then that's when you should absolutely consider hiring a financial advisor to help manage your TSP account. That's not something that the federal and postal employees are very prone to do. Okay. Most of them are set it and forget it, mm-hmm. or they're the do it yourself. And we've talked about that a lot over the prior podcast, Kim.
Right.
So if you have an interest in the topic of personal finance and you've got the time to invest in researching your financial decisions, you can feel really confident about your technical understanding. That might be when you're fine without seeking any of the financial help from an advisor. But the main goal is to make sure you're handling your TSP account responsibly. This is your investment. It's your money. You worked hard for that money.
Yes.
The last thing you want to have happen is get right up to that time of retirement and then boom, the markets go down and you've suffered at the downturn of a market that impacts you negatively in your retirement. So, you know, finding ways and learning ways to protect yourself during the downturns can be very, very beneficial for you. And that's why we wrote this TSP Millionaire. Over 100,000 TSP millionaires in America, they've done some things right.
Yeah.
They've known the right things to do. And we tried to encapsulate that with these lessons inside of this ebook. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to have you help us put this in the hands of all federal and postal employees out there. We want to share it. We made it complimentary for a reason. We're not charging people for this book. They simply need to go to our website, febcnow.com, and just click on the button, enter the information, and we'll send you that free ebook.
I love it. The Federal Employee Benefit Coordinator's offices are based in Oklahoma and Minneapolis, and we are here for you. That's the whole point of this. We've had this series. I'd like to, at the end of the book, there's a glossary of terms. So if you want to go and learn more about the terms, I don't know. You know, maybe you do. I'm sure we have some who will be wanting to do that. But the other way to do that is then to find out more information. You can have the partnership with Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators that can walk with you.
Kim, have I actually said the words, where was this book when I started my federal career?
I think everybody, and you know what? Probably that's an echo across the audience today is, man, I wish I would have known about this.
You know, I really do know what it feels like to realize what you don't know. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. Yeah. I know what it feels like to look back and think, did I do everything I could? What else could I have done? What do I need to do today? Can I make a difference in my outcome, my retirement, right now today if we start today? And I want to encourage you, start today. Just do it, as Nike says. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Don't wait. I mean, if I could go back today and talk to the Elizabeth back in 1986 when she started her career, those are the things I'd say. Yeah. I would say, Elizabeth, just do it. Start your plan early. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until you're almost ready to retire to start planning for your retirement. I would say, Elizabeth, find that financial professional that is trained in federal benefits, that has had training and education that you never get in your own career that will help you put together a solid strategic federal retirement plan for yourself. That's what I would say to Elizabeth. You know, we don't get a chance to go back and have do-overs.
Yeah.
But we do get the opportunity today to make better decisions for ourselves. And so I just want to encourage each one of you to take those steps that is in this ebook, the TSP Millionaire, that will help protect your assets during market downturns. It will help you to protect what you've worked so hard for. I know what it feels like to work hard and then to suffer a big loss. So with everything in us, we hope that you enjoy this book. We hope that you'll share this book and get the word out, especially before these 5,000 mutual funds.
Yes. Well, as you can hear, Elizabeth is an advocate for federal and postal employees, and her passion is to equip you with tools such as the ebook, with data and information that work together so that you can believe and embrace that dreams really do come true.
Thank you for joining us today. At Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, we want to help you develop, implement, and monitor a strategy that's designed to address your individual situation. Call us at 833-693-3388 or on the web at febcnow.com.